If you take a glance at the newspapers and books during the 70s, or have access to the secret archives of the big powers, you will notice that, without a doubt, until shortly before the victory of the Islamic Revolution, almost no one had ever heard of the man.
My name is Yusuf Fernandez. I was born in Asturias, a small town located in northern Spain. As mentioned in historical documents, Asturias was the only area unconquered by Muslims who victoriously entered the peninsula of Iberia in the 8th century. I was born in 1965. My family was Catholic and my uncle was a priest. So I grew up in the Christian religion and family.
I remember that I left the church and I only thought of politics. The Spanish people were fighting against Franco's dictatorship. And people were very interested in politics. And there were a lot of strikes, workers' fights against the government. And in that time, I tried to look for new ways, and I discovered communism.
I remember when I was an adolescent studying in high school, I was deeply interested in politics and political activities. Hence, I used to take part in the anti-imperialist meetings that were held frequently due to the then political atmosphere in Spain. In my small town, I was involved in activities against Spain joining the NATO. At that time, I had communist tendencies. I can say I followed no religion for years, and I was not following any special ideology either. I was 21 years old when a referendum was held on Spain's NATO membership. I remember 70% of people voted against Spain's adherence to the treaty because the public, like me, did not want to be under U.S. domination.
I became chief of the International Relations Office of the Communist Youth. We work in many fields.
The world was bipolar at that time. Capitalism promoting free market economy, and at the top of it, the United States was trying to dominate other countries. On the other, communism or the ex-Soviet Union favoring the interests of the labor and proletariat. There were so many problems, such as the problems related to housing, economy, and ownership. Like so many others, I believe the only model to fight capitalism was the Soviets. I must add that as a child, I saw pictures of the Vietnam War and knew the U.S. war claimed many lives in Vietnam. For this very reason, I was against U.S. policies in the world.
I felt that communism was the only way that can be an alternative to American capitalism. At that time, people were against capitalism because in 70s, the socialism and communism was a very strong ideology in Spain and all the whole Europe. People believe that the communists gave social rights to workers and was a way defending peace and social progress.
As I said before, I've got interested in politics since I was a teenager. That's why I listened to the radio programs of other countries on the shortwaves. I followed the daily news and was in contact with the Chinese, Taiwanese, and Soviet radios. Later on, I even sent a letter to the Beijing radio and cooperated with them from long distance. This was due to my communist tendencies at that time.
I had a correspondence with Radio Peking for 4 years. I remember that they invited me to visit China.
I continued to be in touch with different radios in communist countries. I went to Radio Prague 1 year later. At that time, Czechoslovakia was an important communist country and I started working with them. Living in Czechoslovakia provided me with an opportunity to study communism closely.
They were interested in having anyone in Spain to send them news. I started to send news to them, for example, news about the workers' fight, the protest against America, and they were happy with this news.
I gained vast experiences during a couple of years of working at Radio Prague. Before that period, I was interested in communism because I found it the sole option to fight capitalism and protect the rights of the underprivileged classes. But witnessing the hardships of people in Czechoslovakia and their dissatisfaction with their circumstances weakened my support for communism. I had the impression that I was losing my trust in that system and that I was simply a loser. Czechoslovakia had an economy in tatters. The people were seeking freedom in this communist country. I was considering myself intellectually unarmed in the face of capitalism. I felt being entrapped, and eventually the wall of communism collapsed on me. The fall of communism created the same feeling of ruin inside me. In that period, I heard of Imam Khomeini and admired the Islamic Revolution, which was against the American imperialism. So,
in 1989, I was surprised to know that Imam Khomeini had sent a letter to Mr. Gorbachev. And, espera, Omar, no puedes entrar ahora que estamos filmando. Cierra la puerta y no entres.
¿Qué se siente? Omar, ven. Omar.
No, déjalo, déjalo,
pero
que
si
se nos pesa.
One year after the acceptance of the resolution by Imam Khomeini, which ended the Iran-Iraq war, the world news agencies disseminated the news on a high-ranking delegation sent by the late Imam to Moscow. The Iranian delegation carried a message from him to the leader of the ex-Soviet Union, Mikhail Gorbachev. The nations around the world were keen to get aware of the content of Imam Khomeini's letter. The United States showed an extreme curiosity as it was anticipating that Iran was seeking help from the Soviet Union for the reconstruction of the country. It predicted that Iran was calling for the Soviet weaponry to strengthen its army. Gorbachev and other Russian politicians had the same idea in mind. But what was revealed later on surprised everyone.
It was astonishing. The late Imam sent a letter to the Soviet leader in which he wrote, "Communism must be sought in the history museums, because it is unable to meet the true needs of humans."
Руководство ознакомились с текстом вашего послания. Безусловно, со многими фундаментальными положениями мы согласны, а некоторым можно и спорить.
Имам Хомейни interrupted Shevardnadze and said,
ایشون بگید که من میخواستم یه جلوی شما یه فضای بزرگتر باز کنم.
I felt that a new horizon appeared before me. Nevertheless, I felt that I didn't decode the entire content of the letter. I was also convinced that the ex-Soviet leader didn't understand the depth of Imam Khomeini's letter in full, or perhaps he considered it a gesture of interference in his own country's domestic affairs. I remembered that. Shevardnadze headed a delegation to Tehran with prudence.
He said, okay, people from the Soviet Union, people from the communist countries, you are not happy. You are right. Your system is not good. Your system has failed. We agree on that. But if you think that the capitalist, the Western system would be a wonderful thing for you, you are going to become rich, you are going to become free, do everything you want, you will feel disappointed very fast. And it really, I think, it happened.
Many years may need to pass to see the anticipation come true and the letter's content be decoded. The late Imam was warning one should not fall prey to the great Satan and be entrapped in the West's prison at the time of the fall of Marxism. He was anticipating that the West would also be cornered. Evidently, The signs of the collapse of the capitalist system could not be seen easily. Spain, like other Western countries, overlooked this warning, and the majority of people were convinced that the capitalism remains the only option after the collapse of communism. This was a torment to me.
20 years after the letter, we are seeing a different reality. In America, for example, there is a crisis, economic crisis. Some experts say that this is the worst crisis in the world after the 29, the famous 29 economic crisis that pushed the world to the Second World War.
Guests are highly esteemed in Islam. Iranians are world famous for their hospitality. They say that politics is something unforeseeable, and one aspect of it can be seen here. Hope you like this meal. I admired the Islamic Revolution because of its clear expression of its political ideals and attitudes. However, I needed to know more about it.
Because Iran was anti-imperialist, no? And we as communists were anti-imperialist too. So I saw some contact points of contact between communism and Islam. And Islamic Revolution.
I seized any opportunity to acquire more information about the Islamic Revolution of Iran and its goals. So I conducted researches by collecting pamphlets and books. It was quite interesting for me to see the Islamic Revolution of Iran rejected both the Western and Eastern models. I finally found the book, Iran and Islam.
This book was written by a Spanish journalist. He had visited Iran and he met personally Imam Khomeini. The book, he explained that the communist was not a real alternative to American capitalism, but Islam it is. He said that Islam and Iran are trying to build a just and fair international order. Iran is trying to build a just society where material things are not important.
My first Muslim friend gave me invaluable information about the Islamic Revolution and Imam Khomeini. Even though he knew that, I was just trying to satiate my curiosity. He gave me a few books. I felt that time's running out and I had to avoid wasting time. New realities were coming to surface. I thought Islam had new things that had been remained unheeded to date. The models of the Islamic Revolution were meant to awaken the nations and the fact that independence and self-reliance were essential for progress.
طبیعی و مادیش چه دیگرگونی در همه ارزش ها ایجاد کرده است.
Today we can see in Latin America that many countries in the world are following the some policies of independence. No East, no West, like Imam Khomeini said. I think American empire now is trying to dominate the Muslim world, but they are failing. Now we see that in Iraq, in Afghanistan, Americans are not able to impose their willingness on these peoples. And I think the example of the Islamic Revolution of no East, no West, and to look for an independent way, is now a light for all these peoples and countries that are fighting for their freedom and their independence.
The impact of these mottos could be seen on the nations being awakened. This confirms the late Imam's idea that nations in the world are like an ocean and a roaring river, and we have common ideas. The history turned a new page and an unpleasant event took place.
I went with my mother to take a bus to the capital of my region, Asturias. It was a hot day of June. We were in the bus. The driver turned on the radio, and we started to hear the news while we were traveling. The news had two headlines. The first headline was Imam Khomeini's death. I knew that Imam Khomeini had passed away. I remember that I got very sad because the previous night I knew that Imam Khomeini was ill, but I didn't expect that he could die. History of our times, when a political, even a spiritual leader dies, you can't see millions or hundreds of thousands of people crying or feeling very bad or sad. It's very difficult to see.
The courage and self-reliance could be seen in the gestures of this freedom-loving man. Imam Khomeini's remark was pretty effective, he said. In Islam, being victorious or defeated are equal for one who follows the path of the Almighty Allah. He had sowed seeds that were gradually bearing fruit. That was the spirit of jihad and self-purification. He kept his mystic morale and love for people until his death. He loved the people, and these were influencing me like drops of rain.
Lebanon, after 18 years in the year 2000, finally Hezbollah and other Islamic movements were able to expel Israelis from Lebanon. That was the liberation of Lebanon was a effect of the Islamic revolution in Iraq, and they were successful because they followed the thought of the path of Imam Khomeini. In Palestine, people started to resist the Israeli occupation, and I think in all the Islamic countries, for example, the Muslims that were before in a poor condition started to demand their rights. I think that actually Imam Khomeini's legacy, his thought is with us, and his example, his life, is alive for us. However, sometimes we miss him personally, because for 10 years Iranians and other people can visit him and can learn directly from him. But now I think he lives in the hearts of many people in the world, not only in Iran but in foreign countries. However, about our lives, we are still learning from him. Communist people have the same feelings and same ideas as capitalists about life, because they supported a material life. My feelings were not interested in moral themes, in spiritual themes. This was my first disappointment with communism. My decision of becoming Muslims got stronger.
I can say that the culmination of my spiritual and intellectual journey, which turned into a deep and clear belief, was the moment when I became a Muslim at the invitation of a friend. I went to Madrid and found myself in a big ocean where submission and faith were the key factors.
I saw communists with other eyes, and I saw that it was an empty ideology. Some people think that Allah, God, sent one leader in each century. And I think this century that in which we are living has only one leader, and is Imam Khomeini.
To the conclusion that the Imam considers research and knowledge as the basis of the social and individual life. His call is based on logic, a logic which promises the victory of right over oppression and tyranny, and considers self-reliance the main element needed for preserving righteousness and dignity. This call will sooner or later engulf the entire world.